Today's shiur starts with the Shem Yisbarach towards the bottom of Daf Kuf Ches Amid Beis. We are about 15 lines from the bottom after two dafs with the words the Einoi Chayiv Ad Sheyal. In the Mishnah we learned that Rabbi Yossi says one is not Chayiv on Halos Chutz unless he takes a carbon and offers it on a Mizbeach outside. It has to be on a Mizbeach. Shimon, on the other hand, says one is liable for Halos Chutz even if he puts up a carbon on top of a rack or a stone. Zakti Gemara Amar Afuna Mai Taima Rabbi Yossi. What is the reason that Rabbi Yossi says one is not chayiv on Halos Chutz unless he bedavka puts it up on a mizbeach? It can't just be a rack or stone. And for the Gemara Dachsid, because the pasuk says Vayiven Noyach Mizbeach Hashem. When Noyach came out of the teva, this is the perfect example of what a bamas yachid should look like. And there the pasuk says he built a mizbeach. That was a time when that was permitted, even preferred. However, during a time when Bum is Sarasa, and this is a Chi of Karis, so it has to bedavka be with that kind of a structure, there has to be a Mizbeach there for one to be over the Halos Chutz concept. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, in my time with Reb Shimon, what is the time for Reb Shimon who says it does not have to be a Mizbeach? The Chassid, because the Pasuk says, Vayikach Menoyach es Gedi ha'izmi yas ha'mincha v'yal al ha'tsur l'ashem. When Menoyach heard the Psur that Shimshon was going to be born to him, he also was Makav Karbin, outside of the Azara, that too was permitted, but this was not in a Mizbeach. The Pasuk says clearly that he took the Gedi, he took the Mincha, and he put it on a rack. So you see clearly the Pasuk considers it Halah even though it was not onto a Mizbeach. So both seem to be rather impressive rayas. The Pasuk by Noach indicates that the Tzura of a Bamas Yachid should be with a Mizbeach. On the other hand, the Pasuk by Menoach seems to indicate that Halah is even without a Mizbeach. Therefore, the Gemara asks, what about the other man, the Yomer? How can you say that Halah is even onto a rack? The Haksiv, the Pasuk says, even Mizbeach Hashem. And for the Gemara, it is his opinion that Ahu Gaiva Bi'alm. If Shimon would tell you when the Pasuk says, Noach built a Mizbeach, that was not because Bamas Yachid has to be with a Mizbeach, that was not L'shem Mitzvah. It was just a practical thing. It's much easier to work with a carbon if it's accessible, if it's higher up. So if you don't find a rack there that's the right size, he built a Mizbeach. But not that there was a mitzvah over here for him, bedavka, to build a mizbeach. What about Rabbi Yossi? How can Rabbi Yossi say you have to have a mizbeach? The pasuk says, Vayikach Menoyach. Here, Menoyach is makiv a carbon on a rack, and the pasuk considers it halah. And for the Gemara, Hayros Shohis. Menoyach just had an experience with the Malach Hashem. Before the Malach left, he wanted to be makiv a carbon, and Oyel Hashem, he couldn't wait to build a mizbeach. So he was marked with the carbon on the nearest rack, but it's not a raya that this should be the way Bamas Yachid are done. V'boy Yisema says Gemara, there is an alternate pshat, why Rav Shimon says it doesn't have to be on a Mizbeach, haini time at Rav Shimon, because the Tanya is in the Braisa. Shimon, the Pasuk says, Mizbeach Tasach Oil Moyed. We learn from this. Being that the Pasuk says, V'zarek HaKoyin HaSadam al Mizbeach Hashem Pasuch Oil Moyed, where do you have a concept of a Mizbeach? Dafka Pasuch Oil Moyed. However, during a time of heter habamites, you don't need a mizbeach. The aim mizbeach bebam. Lefikach. Hel al asel, if somebody puts up a carbon, not on a mizbeach, but even on a rack, or you'll have it on a stone, chayiv. In fact, the Gemara, chayiv, we're referring to heter habamites. So why is he chayiv? That's what he's supposed to do. Yotzim abayali, you should say, hel al asel, oy al evan, he is yotz of the carbon, because you don't need a mizbeach. The Gemara assumes at this point, Mizbeach Pesach Ha'omayt V'yein Mizbeach B'bama means you don't need a Mizbeach during a time of Heter Abamas. So what is the Lashon Lefikach Hel Alasel Oyelo Evan Chayiv? On the contrary, you should say he's Yaitza, that's the thing to do. And for the Gemara Hachikamer, this is Pshat. Initially we are saying during a time of Heter Abamas you don't need a Mizbeach. Any stone or rack can serve as the place to be Makdir the carbon. Lefikach, because during a time of Heter Abamas you don't need a Mizbeach. Memela, the Shas Iser Abamis, during a time when it is forbidden to be Makav Karbanis on Bamis, Hel Ala Sela, even if somebody is Makter a Karban on a stone, Oyala Evan, or on a rack, Chayiv is Chayiv. If during the time of Heter Abamis this was considered a valid Haktara, then during a time of Iser Abamis it is considered within the framework of Haktara, Memela, he's Chayiv. By the Biyai Sir of Chanina. The Mizbeach had certain parts that structured it, and without these elements, it was a puzzle Mizbeach. Karen, it had the horns on the corner, the Kevesh, it had the ascent, the yasod, it had the base, the rivua, it had to be square. Mahu, what is the halacha sheyakva b'bama, that any of these should be mi'akev a bama? Amalir v'yirmiya, tanya we learned in the braisa, keren, the kevesh, rivua, the yasod, mi'akvin b'bama gedayla. They would take away the kashra for the bama gedayla, but the ain mi'akvin b'bama ketana. Now, bama gedayla is like a bama that was set up for the tzibur, the one that was in Noiv and Givai, or Shila. Bamaktanas are just private little bamas that people set up in their backyards, and there were makav kabanas on it. There was a time when this was permitted. So, in regard to a bamaktana, we don't need Karen, Kavish, Shrivu, and Yusayid. In regard to a bamagadayla, it has to be there. We go now, B'ez Hashem, to the beginning of the Mishnah on top of Kuf Tes Amar Aleph. Zuck the Mishnah. Echad Kadashim Ksheirin, the Echad Kadashim Psulin, both Kashra Kabanas, and even Pasul Kabanas, invalid Kabanas, provided Shahya Psulin Bekaydish, they became Pasul in the Azara. Being that the Alacha in regard to these Kabanas are, if Bidiyavid they are put up onto the Mizbeach, they are not to be taken off, it is considered Miskabel Bisnim, the type of carbon that would be Roi to go Bisnim, and Mimela, the Akrivan Mechut, if somebody would be Makri of any of these Kabanas, outside of the Azara, Chayif he would be Chayif. On the other hand, Kabanis that are possible so that even if Bidiyavid, if they would go up on the Mizbeach inside, they have to be taken off, one would not be Chayif on Halas Chutz. We learn that from the Pasuk, Lassi Saisi Lashem, anything that was Roi Lashem, we are Chayif on it b'chutz. If it is not Roi Lashem, there is no Chayif b'chutz. Now the Mishnah tells us a different halacha. Normally, you have to have a sheer kezayis. Somebody would put up less than a kezayis outside, he would not be chayis. Also, under normal circumstances, somebody would take a half a zayis of basa and a half a zayis of the emra that are burnt on the mizbeach. Even though there is a combined zayis, he would not be chayis because you can't be mitzayir of the two. One is basa for achilas adam and the other is the emra for the mizbeach. However, Zakta Mishnah, Hamala kezayis, if somebody puts up a combined kezayis min ha'oila, from a carbon oil, and that means a half a zayis of the basar oil, the amrit, that's the gersa, and a half a zayis of the amrit, if you have a combined kezayis over here and he puts it up a chutz outside, chayis, he is chayis, and the reason is being that the oil is kulei kalal anyhow, the whole thing is burnt on the mizbeach, there is no difference between the basar and the amrit, and you can combine it for the chayis. The Pasuk says, Asher Yala Oila, there was a chiyuv for putting up a carbon oila outside. The Shita takes out the word Zayzavach over here. So, Ein Liala Oila, I only know one is chayiv for putting a carbon oila outside. Menayim le Rabbis, how do I know to be Marbe Murei Asham, the Amrim of a carbon Asham, the Amrei Chatas, the Amrim of a carbon Chatas, the Amrei Kachay Kadashim, the Amrei Kadashim Kalim, all these other concepts and Kabbanas? Incidentally, a murei kachay kadashim, that is the amrim of the carbon shlamim that was brought on Shavuos. That carbon shlamim on Shavuos was the only shlamim that is considered kachay kadashim. So how do I know if we're putting any of these on a mizbeach outside one of chayiv? Talmud Lamed, the Pasuk says, oi zavach, not just the oila, but other types of zvachin as well. Menayim the rabbis hakoimitz, the fistful, for the mincha, the alvoina, the aktayas, a mincha of Kohanim and the mincha of the Kohanim, Rashi explains, the mincha of the Kohanim, like the carbon oil, was burnt, and the entire mincha of Kohen would be roi lehalah if somebody put it up outside. Now, mincha of Yisrael is just the kaimitz. That's the only part that goes onto the mizbeach, because the rest, after the kaimitz, the shirayim, doesn't go on the mizbeach even inside. The male, if somebody would put this up outside, value, there would be no halas chutz. So, a mincha of Kohanim, a mincha of Kohen Mashiach, the mincha of Kohen Mashiach, this is the asiris uefer that he brought every single day. The reason we divide this in two categories, Minchas Kohanim and Minchas Kohen Mashiach, explains Taisis, is because they came in different amounts. The Minchas Kohanim was an Asarain, and the Minchas Kohen Mashiach was a Chatzi Asar. In addition, the Aminasach Shloishes Lugin Yayin, somebody would be Minasach three Lugin of wine outside, or Shloishes Lugin Mayim, these are all things that have a place on the Mizbeach. Shloishes Lugin Yayin would be the minimum amount of Yayin for Nesachim on the Mizbeach. Shloshes Lugin Mayim would be the minimum amount of water, and we're talking about Sukkot over here. It was on Sukkot that there was a concept of Nisach HaMayim on the Mizbeach, because of the Chag Nidoinim al HaMayim. So if somebody takes water that is Mugdish to be poured on the Mizbeach for the Mitzvah on Sukkot, and he puts it up on a Mizbeach, he is Chayif. And how do we know this? Now, it's dafka if somebody would take that kind of water, or if somebody would take just regular water and put it up on a mizbeach, he is vavi nafchayv. Halos chutz is not noig b'chulin. So how do we know in regard to any of these items that he would be chayv? Neither one of these are nechlal, are included in ashiyala oiloi zevach, which is the pasuk by halos chutz. They aren't oilis, they are not zevachim. They are things like minchas, water, wine. Talmud Lai, but if the pasuk says also in regard to Allah's chutz, the Pesach Hayal Mayed Loi Vienu, if he does not bring it to the Pesach Hayal Mayed, he is chayiv. So we learn from this Kol Haba the Pesach Hayal Mayed, anything that is supposed to come to the Pesach Hayal Mayed, chayav and Allah b'chutz, he is chayiv if he puts that up outside. Now in our Mishnah we had yet another category of things that there was a chayiv on Allah's chutz for, and those are kabanas that are pasul. But they became pasul in the Azara where bidyeved, they are not taken off the Mizbeach if they go up. Now you cannot say we should learn this from the pasuk of Vial Pesach Hayom Mayed Lo Yivienu, anything that he did not bring to the Pesach Hayom Mayed, because these aren't things that are lechatchila supposed to go to the Pesach Hayom Mayed. They are supposed to lechatchila be put away someplace. It's only bidyeved that we say if they go up on the mizbeach, we leave them there. Therefore, the ain lekachim kshay. All I see from the pasuk is that any type of lechatchila dikahetidik kachim that is supposed to go to Pesach Hayom Mayed, he is chayav if he puts that up outside. How do we know that even kachin psulin, as long as bidyeved, they don't come off the mizbeach, that there is a halachas chutz for this as well? Kegain, for example. And now we're going to have a series of examples of karbanis that imalu, if they go up on the mizbeach, lo yerdu, because they became possible in the azara. Halon, a carbon that was kept overnight. The yayoitse, a good carbon, but it left the mechitzas of the azara. The hatami, it became tamei. Urish nishchat chutz l'zmanay, a carbon that was nishchat with the intent to eat it after the zman, v'chutz l'makaymay, or with the intent to eat it outside of the Beis HaMikdash. More examples are shakablu psulin v'zarku es damay. People that were not fit to be makabal adam were makabal adam and zayik the dam. Yani sanin l'mata, blood that was supposed to be sprinkled underneath the chutz hasikra on the mizbeach, shenastan l'mayla, he put them on tap. Or v'ani sanin l'mayla, what was supposed to go on tap, shenisan l'mata, that went underneath. V'ani sanin b'chutz, blood that was supposed to go on the outside mizbeach shenasnan b'fnim, he put them on the inside mizbeach, or v'hani sanin b'fnim shenasnan b'chutz. I pesach v'chatas, a carbon pesach and a carbon chatas. Shenishchat, they were nishchat, that's the girsa shaloy l'shamon, not l'shem b'aylam. Pesach and chatas, as we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, are the only kabbanas that become possible if they are nishchat shaloy l'shamon. Menayin, how do I know that there is a chiv of halos chutz, even if he takes these possible kabbanas outside? And again, the reason is because b'diyeved, they don't come off the mizbeach. Talmud Loim, the pasuk says, Lo yivienu lasais. If he did not bring it lasais inside, so it's mashma, lavdafka, something that lechatchila was supposed to go inside. But anything that had gone up on the mizbeach inside, there would have been some lasais, something to do with it. And if any of these karbanis would have gone up inside, the kohen would have had to do something with it. He would have to work with it on the mizbeach. So it's lasais. Kol ha-miskabel b'pesach el mayed. So you see from this, anything that has any place to do something with it in the pesach el mayed, Chayav and Olav B'chutz, he would be chayav in this carbon if he was makterit outside of the Azar. Sakti Gemara right. In the Mishnah we learn to malak azayis min ha'oyla and from the Amrin. In other words, somebody takes a half azayis of basar oyla, half azayis of the Amrin, and he puts it up on a mizbech outside, he is chayav. Reason being, in the case of the oyla, everything is supposed to go up on the mizbech inside. Sakti Gemara. So it's oyla v'yamidel en, half a zayas of oil and half a zayas of its amarin are combined, but shlonim the amarin and loy. Somebody would put up half a zayas of basar shlonim and half a zayas of amarin, would not be mitzayas, because basar shlonim is not shaykh b'chlal in the concept of halos chutz. Basar shlonim doesn't go up on the mizbeach inside. It's not something one is makdir at all. We just finished learning that the makar for halos chutz is the pasuk of Yal Pesach El Moed Le'yivienu, if he didn't put it up in the Pesach El Moed where it was supposed to be brought for Akhtar. But if it's something that's not supposed to be brought for Akhtar in the Pesach El Moed, then he is not chayiv for being makted outside. Zak the Gemara Tanina Laha the Tani Rabbanan. We have learned over here what the Rabbanan taught us. For we learned in the Braisa, Oyla the Emireel, that the carbon oyla, even the basra of the oyla, and it's Amrin, Mitzayas, and you can combine it like a Zayas for a Kazayas. Half a Zayas of Basar oil and half a Zayas of the Amrin of Oila form a Chiyav together. Le'alois and Bechutz, if somebody puts it up outside, because Basar oil is something that is royally Akhtar inside. Now, Halas Chutz isn't the only thing we combine the Basar and the Yemen of an Isla for. We also combine it to L'chayim Alein Mishim Pigel Neiser V'tameh. So the Gemara assumes now that what we're saying is if somebody eats half a gazayas of Basar and half a gazayas of the Yemen of an Isla, which is Pigel or Neiser, or he is Tameh when he eats it, he is Chayim. Now, we have no problem with that. The problem that we have is this B'nais is saying Dafka the Isla. So in regard to somebody eating half a zayas of basar and half a zayas of amen of shlamim, that is either pigel nisa or he is tameh, we would not be mitzarset. Fek the Gemara, why? Bishlema granted, in regard to halah, I understand the difference, as explained. Basar shlamim has no shaykhus to halah as chutz. It has to be something that you are makdor on a mizbeach inside. So only the basar oila goes up on a mizbeach inside. Memela, only the basar oila can become mitzarf to the amen in regard to halah. So, bishloim ha'ilos ha'ilah the kalil, where you put the whole oil on the mizbeach inside, I understand. And over here we do say, you can be mitzar of the basar and the yamrim, if he puts up outside a half a zayas of each. Shlamim, in regard to putting up a half a zayas of basar and a half a zayas of the yamrim of a shlamim outside, loim would not be mitzar. Because the basar has no shaykhus to the yisr of Allah. Basar shlamim is eaten by the bailam, it doesn't go on the mizbeach. Eleanor, but in regard to Tigel Neiser V'Tameh, my time a lie. Why can't you be Mitzaref, a half a zayas of Basar Pigel, that is Shlamim, with a half a zayas of Amrei Pigel, that is Shlamim, and the same for Neiser and Tameh? Unlike Halav, the Shlamim, in regard to the Yisra of Tigel Neiser V'Tameh, the Yisra applies to the Basar and the Amrei as well. Pigel is where somebody shechs the carbon with the intent to eat it Chutz L'Zmanai. Now then the Basar becomes Pigel, and Amen also become Pigel. Because the klal is, anything that has a matir, kol sheyeshli matirim, we learned previously on Daf Mem Gimel, can become Pigel. Anything that is asur up until a certain point, and something is matirit, something makes it mutter, that can become Pigel. Now that's true for Basar. Basar is asur until you're Zarek the Dam, and it's true for the Amen. The Amen cannot go on to the Mizbech until you're Zarek the Dam. So if we have dam, which is the matir for both basar and the amen, dam is matir again, the basar for the person, and amen for the mizbeach. So both basar and amen can become pigel. Now whenever you have an iser pigel, you vadi have an iser of noiser and tameh. Because we also learned previously that even the things that are not nechlal and pigel, for instance, kaimitz and ktyrus, because these are things that don't have a matir, nothing is matir them. They are matir themselves. There's no pigel, but there is an iser of noiser and tummy for that. So the amarin, which does have an iser pigel, because it does have the damitz matter, it surely, the iser of noiser and tummy applies to it. So in regard to the basar shlamim, why do we say over here you can't be mitzaris, a half a zayas of basar and a half a zayas of the amarin, for either the isurim of pigel, noiser, or tummy? The hotnan, we learned the sayish in a mishnah, continues the gemara, kala pigul and all different kinds of pigel, mitzaris, and you can't be mitzaris. And for that matter, b'chol ani sar, and all different kinds of nicer mitzvahs. This is a b'feirish mishnah in the sechtes meila. So kashya pigel a pigel, kashya nicer a nicer. Here we're saying, a half a zayas of pigel basar shlamim, and a half a zayas of pigel basar amrim are not combined. And over there we say, all kinds of pigel can be combined, and the same for nicer. Here we're saying it can't be there. It says, b'chol yisri nicer can be mitzvahs. And for the Gemara, pigel a pigel loy kashya. We're talking about two different kinds of pigel over here. Kan b'pigel, actual pigel, kan b'machsheves pigel. Now when we talk about pigel, there are two factors here. There is a chiyuv karis for shechting a carbon or being zayig the dam of a carbon with the intent to eat it or to be maktir it chutz l'zmanai. There is a chiyuv karis for that. Now, the basar itself becomes pigel. If somebody eats it, there's a chiyuv chatas. But when we say pigel, there are really two different kinds of things here. There is the act of shechting, almanas to eat it chutz l'zmanai, the act of making pigel, and the act of eating something that is pigel. So when we say in the sechtes meila that all different kinds of pigel are combined, that is the act of eating pigel. Somebody eats half a zayas of basar shlamim that is pigel, and half a zayas of imari shlamim that are pigel, you combine it, and there is a chiyuv chatas. When we say over here that it is only in regard to the oila that you combine half a zayas of basar and half a zayas of the emori oila for pigel, not in regard to shlamim, that is in regard to the machsheves pigel. Now let's understand as follows. if a person goes and he shechts a korban shlamim with the intent to eat a kezayis of the basar shlamim chutzlas manai, that is pigel. He was over the yisur of pigel. Somebody goes and he shechts a korban shlamim with the intent to be makter it, to be makter the emerin after the zman, he was over the yisur of pigel. However, somebody would go and he would shech the korban shlamim or be zorik the dam of a korban shlamim with the intent to be makriv the basar of the shlamim. Chutzlas manai, that's not pigel, because there is no machsheves haktara by basa. By that same token, if somebody was going, he would shech the carbon shlam with the intent to eat the emari shlam after this man, that is not pigel either, because there is no machsheves achila by things that need haktara. Memeli, it can't be mitzarev the two. In regard to a carbon oila, there is no machsheves achila at all. Everything is haktara. Memeli is partial how you have a combination. Somebody shechts the carbon oil or zayg the dam of a carbon oil with the intent to be makdir half a zayas of basar and half a zayas of the emarim chutzlas manai. That's pigel. It's one machsheves haktara for both, and you can combine. In regard to shlam, however, this is impossible. He shechts a carbon shlam with the intent to eat half a zayas of basar and half a zayas of the emari shlamim chutzlas manai. The half a zayas of the emari shlamim does not make anything pigel. There's no machsheves achil in regard to the emen. Elamai, he shechts the karm shlamim with the intent to be makdir half a zayas of basar and half a zayas of the emari chutzlas manai. The intent of haktara for the half a zayas basar does not make it pigel. There is no machsheves haktara for the basar. Memela here, it's not shaykh to combine these three pigel. So once again, let us see the Gemara's teretz inside. Like kasha, can the pigel? When we're talking about the lav of actually eating pigel, and this means now as follows. If Reuven goes and he shechts a carbon shlam with the intent to eat a kezayis of basar after this man, the basar becomes pigel. And he also had a separate machshava. He intended to be maktir a kezayis of the emrin after this man. The emrin are pigel. And he now takes half a zayis of the basar and half a zayis of the emrin, and he puts it together and eats it. Here you are mitzar of the two kinds of pigle, and we say he ate a full kezias of pigle. Can we say you can only do this in regard to the oila, but you can't do it in regard to the shlamim b'machsheves pigle? Somebody has an intent to be maktir half a zayas of basar and half a zayas of the emorim after this man. That's not pigle, because there's no pigle for the basar in regard to haktar. If he has an intent to eat half a zayas of basar and half a zayas of emari shlamim after this man, that's not pigel either, because there is no pigel for the emrin in regard to achil. Here we say you can't be mitzarev. The only time you can be mitzarev in regard to machshava is by the oila. By the oila, it's all haktara. So if somebody has a machshava to be makter half a zayas of basar and half a zayas of emari oila after this man, that's pigel. But you can't say so in regard to the shlamim. Now, what was our other kasha? Our other kasha was in regard to nice. Now, at Bryce over here, we say that in regard to the shlamim, you cannot be mitzaris half a zayas noiser of the emari shlamim and half a zayas noiser of basar shlamim. The Mishnah in Mila, however, says that all different kinds of noiser are combined. Zark the Gemara noiser and noiser loikasha. This too is no difficulty. Can the noiser? One case is referring to actually eating noiser. Can the shenasei saru and shalei nizak hadam? When we say all different kinds of noiser can be combined, somebody eats half a zayas of emrei noiser of shlamim and half a zayas of basar noiser of shlamim, he is chayiv, that's where he actually eats the noiser itself. That's the Mishnah and Mil. What we're saying over here, that noiser can only be combined in regard to oil and not in regard to shlamim, that is a different case altogether. Rashi explains as follows. We have here a carbon, and we're about to be zayrik the dam, and for some reason or another, almost the entire carbon is lost. We don't have any of the basar, any of the emarim, with the exception of half a zayas of basar and half a zayas of emar. That's all that's left. Now the shaila is, can we go ahead and be zayrik the dam? Now you can't just be zayrik the dam. The dam has to be matter something. So you have to have the dam being matter either a kezayis basar for people to eat, or a kezayis of emrin for the mizbeach. That's the Yeshua's sheet. That even if the dam is matir, a kezayis for the mizbeach, you can also be zayik the dam. But you have to have at least a kazayis for somebody. So in the case of a shlana, we don't have a kazayis for anyone. If all that's left is a half a zayis of basa for the people to eat and a half a zayis of emrin to go up on the mizbeach, you can't be zorik the dam. Because the dam is not matir, at least the kazayis for people, and it's not matir kazayis for the mizbeach. If you can't be zorik the dam, there will not be an iser of noiser or tame. The Gemara in Menachah says, explains Rashi, anything that is mutter for somebody, if it's tar for some people, then when a tamatic person eats it, he's chayiv. But if it isn't kosher for anyone because you don't have a valid zrika, then there's no iser tame. And the same is true from noiser. Noiser is learned via gzeres shava from Toma, that there is only an iser noiser if you have a valid card. If you have a valid carbon and you leave it over, it becomes nicer. But if it's not valid, it doesn't become nicer. Memela, what our Barais over here is saying is as follows. If we have a carbon oila, where everything only goes for the mizbeach, that's the only thing that the zika accomplishes because no one eats from the carbon oila, and the entire carbon oila is lost, and the only thing that remains is half a zayas of bas and half a zayas of amen, you still have a valid zika. Because the Zrika accomplishes a whole kezayis for the Mizbeach. You can be mitzarif, the half a zayis of Basar and Amram, because they're both going to the same place. Memela, once the Zrika is a valid Zrika, in effect what we're doing here is we're being mitzarif the Basar and the Amram to create an Isser, Noiser, and Tami, which you would not have without a valid Zrika. But this could only be done in regard to a carbon oil. It can't be done in regard to a carbon shlam, as explained. Because if all you have is a half a kezayis of each, the zrika is not being matir anything. You don't have a kezayis that's matir for the mizbeach, you don't have a kezayis that's matir for people. The basar and the amen are going in different directions as far as the shlom is concerned. And this is what we mean. When we say you can't be matzah for half a zayis of basar and a half a zayis of amen of carbon shlomim to create an iser, nicer, and tami. Now once again, let us see the Gemara inside. Our kasha is in our Braisa. We see you can only have tzilif for different kinds of noiser in regard to the carbon oil and not in regard to the carbon shlamim. While in the Mishnah, in the Sechtes Mila, we learn all kinds of noiser are combined. And for the Gemara like kasha, carbon noiser. The Mishnah and Mila is talking about noiser. You have a regular carbon shlamim that became noiser. And you take out of the basar of this regular carbon shlamim half a zayis, and you take half a zayis from the amrin and you eat it together, it becomes mitzurif. They're both nicer. No one disputes this. It makes no difference if it's an oil or a shlana. Can we see over here in the Braisa that there is only tzirif by a carbon oil and not by a carbon shlam in regard to nicer? We're talking about a case. Bishni say saru ad shalai nizrak hadam. We have here an entire carbon, and virtually all of the carbon is lost before the zrika, with the exception of half a zayas of the basar and half a zayas of the amrin. In regard to a carbon oila, you can say that you can take the half a zayis of basar and half a zayis of the amen, and we have a potential kezayis for the mizbeach. We combine it, and the nail of the zrika is a valid zrika because it's being matir a kezayis for the mizbeach. And once the zrika is a valid zrika, the basar can become nicer and a tamid person is chayiv when he eats it. In regard to a carbon shlamim, however, if all we have is half a kezayis of basar and half a kezayis of amen, we don't have the zrika being matir a kezayis for people to eat, and we don't have the zrika being matir a whole kezayis for the mizbeach. Memela, we don't have a zrika, and if you don't have a zrika, you don't have the yisur of nicer and tana. Umani, and in accordance with whose view would this work out? Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua is the one that says that if you have a kezayis for the mizbeach, you can still have a valid zrika. The Tanya for the Braisa, so Rabbi Yeshua says, Kal hazvachim shebetayr, all karbanos in the Torah, with the exception of the karban oila, shenishtayim mehen kezayis basa, if they are lost, and all you have left is a kezayis of basa, we turn out to cook tests on his base. The kezayis chaylev and the kezayis of chaylev, this is what is supposed to go on to them as bayah. There is no problem, zayrig as adam, the kohen can be zayrig the dam. The pasuk says, zayrig a kohen as adam, and then the pasuk says, v'hiktir hachaylev. Even though there is no basar, the dam is not going to be matir any basar for someone to eat. As long as you have a kazayas of haktara to be matir on the mizbech, you can be zayik for that as well. That's the Yeshua's opinion. So either a kazayas of basar or a kazayas of chayla for the mizbeach will do. If all of the carbon is lost, and the only thing that is left is chatzis zayas basar, a half a zayas of basar, and the chatzis zayas chayla, a half a zayas of chayla, ein ezerik asadam, here we cannot sprinkle the blood. The pasuk says, v'dam zavachecha yishafech v'abasar toichel. It works hand in hand. Zrik is only valid if it's matir something. The pasuk says, v'yasisoy lefecha habasar v'adam, there are various drashas. The basar and the dam go hand in hand. So either you're matir of full kazayas of lektara for the mizbeach, or the zrik is matir of full kazayas of basar for someone to eat. But if you don't have a kazayas of basar, and you don't have a kazayas to go on to the mizbeach, then the zrik is not valid. That is in regard to all karbanis, with the exception of the oil. Well, the oil, as far as the oil is concerned, if everything is lost before Zerika Saddam, with the exception of Chatzis Zayas Basar, a half a Zayas of Basar, the Chatzis Zayas Chaylev, and a half a Zayas of Chaylev, for them is Be'ach. Over here is Zerika Saddam. We can be Zerika Saddam. Why? It may Shakula Kol. Because over here, the Basar and the Chaylev are the same. Both go for them as Be'ach. So if both go for the Mizbeach, you can combine the half a Zayas of Basar, the half a Zayas of Chaylev that we have, and say we have here a Kazayas for the Mizbeach, period, and the Mela, the Zrika, the valid Zrika. And the Mela, this is what the Gemara means, this is the Rabbi Yeshua, and that's Pshat and Alibad Ice over here, that says there is Sirif in regard to the Oila, but no Sirif in regard to the Shlom. Zakh to Bishua Zayte u'mincha, in regard to the Karm Mincha, fill a Kulakayamis, even if the whole Mincha is here, La Yizak, you can't be Zayg the Dam. There is no dam by a mincha. Mincha is not a live animal. It's Silas. Amar Papa, what he is referring to is minchas nesachim haba im hazevach. A minchas nesachim that comes together with zevach. Minchas nesachim is a type of a mincha that comes with karbonis oila, that are behemais, not the oifais, or shlonim. This mincha is Silas. It's flour, belula b'shem, and zayis mixed with olive oil. It's totally burnt on a mizbeach. And the reason it's called Minchas Nesachim because it always comes together with wine, with the Yayin Lanesach. Now sometimes the Mincha and the wine that comes with these Karbanis is all referred to as the Nesachim. The Nesachim includes the Mincha as well. Now that's why after all the Karbanis that we say during Moses, we conclude U'minchasam v'niskeyam. Along with the Karbanis comes the Mincha and the Nesachim for the Mincha with the Yayin. So what happens if Minchas Nesachim comes with the Zavach, and obviously the whole Mincha is a tafel to the Zavach, it's not a carbon for itself, and the Basar is lost. We shafted the carbon, we have the Dam, and the Basar and the Emrim are lost. The only thing that's left is the Mincha. So I would have thought perhaps we should be Zayg the Dam just for the sake of being mad to the Mincha. That's what we mean over here. U'mincha, fila kula kayamis, if the carbon is lost, even though the entire Mincha is still here, La Yizrak, you can't be Zoyrik the Dam for the Mincha. The Mincha is a tafel, it's not the Iker Karben, and for Zrika, you have to be Matir, either the Basar, or as Rabbi Yeshua says, at least the Kazayas to be able to go up on the Mizbeach. Zak the Mishnah Vayit. HaKaimitz, the Kaimitz of the Mincha, Kaimitz is a fistful that is taken from the Silas. Kaimitz corresponds to Shechita by a Karben. The Alvayna, a special incense, for the mincha, for certain types of minchas, the Torah says put levoina on it. The k'tayrus we are referring to over here is the k'tayrus of every single day, where you have a pras b'shachris and a pras shalbein horbayim. And continues the mission, minchas koyhanim, the mincha of the koyhanim, the minchas koyim mashiach, minchas nesachim. We just explained what that is. What do all of these have in common? According to the Tanakama, shehiktir meyachas miyan, that's the gifts in the sheet, if somebody is maktir from any one of these, kezayis, a single kezayis b'chutz, outside, chayiv, he is chayiv karis, for halas chutz. Now, he only had a kezayis of this outside, not the whole thing. Despite that, as long as he does have at least the kezayis outside, there is the chayiv. Rabbi Eliezer says he is pater, because Rabbi Eliezer says the only time there would be a chayiv of halas chutz would be ad shiyakiv is kulan. One cannot just take the kezayis of any of these, he has to take the entire shiyar, and be makivit outside. Anything less than the entire thing outside would not present a chiyuv. Now let's understand as follows. We already discussed the pasuk of lasis oisai. The pasuk by Allah's chutz, which says lasis oisai, indicates that there has to be a complete entity in order to have the chiyuv of Allah's chutz. There are, however, two ways to look at that. Either you have to have mamish the entire thing outside. If anything of it is missing, if some of it was left inside, there was no halachas chutz. Or lastly, soisei means you have to put up on a mizbeach outside what would be considered a valid haktara inside. It doesn't have to be the whole thing. But if you can put up a valid kezayis of whatever respective item we're talking about inside, then he does so outside, there is a chiyah. Lastly, soisei is memayad, according to this, if there is less than the shear, less than a shear that you need inside for a valid haktara, if you put that outside, there is no chiyah of a lost chutz. So, seemingly, the obvious thing to say over here is that that is the machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim dash in Lasi Soisa, you have to have at least a shear outside. So if you take a kezayis from any of these items and one is makabit outside, there is a chiyuv. And Rabbi Eliezer would apparently say that Lasi Soisa tells us you have to have the entire thing. If you don't take the entire ketayis or the entire mincha from inside and put it up outside, there is no chiyuv. However, we cannot say that. The reason we can't say that is because in the previous Mishnah we learned about only taking a single kezayis, a half a zayis of the Amorim, half a zayis of the Basar of an Oila. This is considered halos chutz outside. It's not the whole carbon, it's just a single kezayis. And Rabbi Eliezer did not dispute that. So you see, even Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that Lasei Soisei teaches us it can't be less than what would be a valid haktara inside. But it does not mean that it has to be the entire thing. If you have a kezayis, which would be a valid act of haktara inside, then there is a chiyuv of halos chutz outside. So that's the case. If that is Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, why does Rabbi Eliezer say over here that there is no chiyuv in regard to any of these ketayis or minchis until he takes the whole thing outside? So Rashi explains that the machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer over here is as follows. In regard to a carbon oil, Rabbi Eliezer says you don't have to have the whole oil outside. The kezayis would already be enough for the chiyuv of halos chutz. Because in regard to a carbon oil, the kapar is totally in the dam. Mashiachim, when we're talking about minchis over here, a mincha doesn't have any dam. What we have by a mincha is the kmitza, the fistful. That is the major kapara in the mincha process. Now, while in regard to the blood, you don't have to take all the blood and put it on the mizbeach. In regard to the mincha, you have to take the entire kmitz and be makter it on the mizbeach. And the same is true for all the other items mentioned in the Mishnah. Unless you take the whole thing and put it on the mizbeach, it is not valid. Memela, Rabbi Eliezer says, to take just a kezayis of it and to be mallet outside, that's not a chiyuv. Because inside, a single kezayis of it is nothing. You have to have the whole thing. And if it's not valid inside, then it's meaningless outside. Now, the Rabbanan disagree. The Rabbanan say, Inachanami, in regard to any of these items mentioned over here, if any of it gets lost, if you don't have the whole kindness, some of it was burnt, if you don't have the whole kitayis, then it's not valid. On the other hand, if nothing is missing, you have the whole kindness here, you just don't put everything up, then what you put up is considered a valid haktara. We learned the Feirish and Menachos. If somebody's makter the kaimitz twice, doesn't do it all at one time, it's kosher. So you see that even less than the whole thing going up on the mizbeach is considered respectively a valid act of haktara. And the Mele, the Chachamim say, if you take a kezayis outside, then there is a chiyuv. If inside it's a valid haktara, then outside there's a chiyuv. Zakta the Mishnah Vayit. The kulin in regard to all of the above mentioned items, shehikti b'snim, if he was marked to them inside, the shayami and kezayis, for instance, the kindness, he takes almost the whole thing and puts it up on the mizbeach. But before, when he's up to the last kezayis going on to the mizbeach, he stops the kriyat b'chutz and takes that outside. Over here, chayiv, even Rabbi Eliezer would agree that he is chayiv. Because as explained previously, Rabbi Eliezer also says, the last Lysaisi does not say you have to have the whole thing outside. It just says you have to have a complete entity. You have to have what would be considered a valid haktara inside. So if the situation here is that everything went up inside, and he's up to the last kezayis, by putting this last kezayis up inside, he would complete a normal haktara. So if he takes that last kezayis and puts it up outside, in that case, this is considered a valid act. Anything, if he would do the identical thing inside, would result in the Bailam being Yotzeh Berchayiv. Doing it outside results in the Chiyuv. And that is why here, where he puts everything up inside with the exception of a kezayis and puts the last kezayis outside, even Rabbi Eliezer would be Moed. Zok the Mishnah Vayta, the Kulan in regard to any of the above mentioned items, Shechasruhu Kalshehu, if any of it was actually missing, in other words, we have to have the Kaimitz or the Ketayis, and we don't have all of it, some of it just got burnt or lost, before we had a chance to be makter anything, in this case, it is a vaday possible. Whatever you put up now inside is worthless. Because the Gemara Menachos is dashing from the pasuk min ha-mincha, prat l'shechasra. You have to have it there, but if it's not there, if it's lost, if part of the claimants is not here, everyone agrees that the mincha is meaningless. Menela. If you have something that is lost or missing, even a tiny drop, and you take the rest of the kriva b'chutz, here hakol moedim, even the chachamim bother. Because anything that is vali not good inside is vali not achiv outside. Now Rashi explains this would be everything with the exception of the levaina. Because in regard to the levaina, there is a machloikis in the nachis if you have to have the whole thing. According to Reb Shimon, even levaina where you are missing something, it's still kosher. There's a machloikis if you how much has to be left. Shimon says kairat echad, Reb Yehuda says shnei karton, but it doesn't have to be the whole thing. Memela, when we say over here in regard to all the above mentioned items, if something is missing, it's vadai narchiv outside. That would be with the exception of the levaina, because even if you have something missing, it would be valid inside. Rashi, whoever says, there's a way to learn where we can include the levaina as well, and that would be if you are missing from the levaina so much that it's less than a kairat echad according to Reb Shimon, or less than two kairats according to Reb Yehuda. In such a case, if you put that outside, hakol moedim, that there would not be a chiyuv, as long, again, that's the main cloud to know, as long as it's not valid inside, there's no chiyuv outside. Finally, the Mishnah concludes, this is the Girsa of the Bach, ha-maila kachim v'eimerim, b'chutz, chayiv, he is chayiv. Now, the main chiyuv for chutz is the eimerim, because that's what you put up inside, but this person didn't just put that up, he put it up still with the basa that doesn't belong on the mizbeach. Despite that, he is still chayav for the act of halah outside, although he is putting something up outside that doesn't belong inside. Tayyidabana. We have here a beraisa that says as follows, Hamakdir kizayis of kitayis b'chutz. Somebody takes a single kizayis of kitayis, and he is makdir it outside. Chayav. Seemingly, that's the opinion of the chachanim in our Mishnah. Chatzi pras b'snim. Now, the shear is a pras. If he takes half a pras, and he is makdir it inside, Rashi explains Labdafka half a prats, even if he would take a kazayas inside. The point is he takes less than the shear. Parter, he would be parter. Now, this is a rather strange statement, because we're talking about being makter things outside. Inside, of course, he's parter. That's where one is supposed to be makter katayas. So kazal kadayitach, we assume now my parter. What do we mean over here when we say if he takes less than a shear inside, he is parter? We mean the Torah Zar. If a Zar who is not supposed to do the avodah inside is makter less than the shear of Katayas inside, he is not chayiv, because he didn't do a valid avodah. However, frek the Gemara, amai? Why should the Zar be potter? If this very braisa is telling me that if you take a kazayas of Katayas outside, there is a chiyuv of halah chutz, that must mean that taking a kazayas of Katayas inside is a valid haktara, or else there wouldn't be a chiyuv outside. So if that's the case, haktari. If it's a valid haktara, why should a Zar be potter? You cannot say there is a chiyuv outside and it's not valid inside. There is only a chiyuv outside when it is valid inside. Therefore, Amar of Zayda, Amar of Chizda, Amar of Yirmiyah, Ba'aba, Amar Rav, my partner, what do we mean over here if he takes less than a shear of Katayas and he is makter it inside that there is a p'tur? We mean just the opposite, that it is valid. We mean the tur tzibur. That the tzibur was yoytzer their obligation with the kazayas of Akhtara, even though it's less than a shear. So now it makes sense. This man, the Yama, says there is a chiyuv for kazayas outside because it's a valid haktara. And for that same reason, if there was less than a shear, did they have it inside the tzibur is yaitzer their chayv, they are pater from bringing more ktars. I'm going to zayda, ikashili hakashili, but if there is a difficulty that I have over here, this is my difficulty. Hadi Yama Rav Allah, Rav said b'negeyat this b'raisa, that the ha, in this case, in the case of being maktir, less than the shear of Katayas inside that he is potter, b'ha afsila Rabbi Eliezer maida, even Rabbi Eliezer would be maida, that if the tzibur v'diavad was makter only a kazayas of Katayas inside, they were yaitza their chayv. But how could Rav say that? For the Rabbi Eliezer lav aktar hi kama. Rabbi Eliezer, by saying in our Mishnah that if somebody is makter a kazayas of Katayas outside, there is no chiv of Allah's chutz, that means that if he would do the same inside, it would not be considered a haktara. So it's not considered a haktara. How can Rav say that Rabbi Eliezer would be moided to this halacha over here in the braisa that b'diavad, that tzibur would be yotzer their chayiv with a kazayas of ketayas inside? If you have to have the whole thing outside for a chayiv, you have to have the whole thing inside for a valid haktara. And for the Gemara, Amar Rabba, the haktara de hechel de kuliyam alakli. There are two kinds of ketayas. There is the ketayas that they were makav every single day for the Hechel, which went into the Hechel. Here the Torah did not give a shear. Although we know it was Pras B'Shachas, Pras Bein Horbaim, that's only Midirabana. But Midiraisa, there is no shear. So there is no shear in Midiraisa, and the male here, Rabbi Eliezer, would say that even with a Kezayis, it's a valid Akkad. So what the Rabbi is saying is that not only would Rabbi Eliezer agree to the safe of the Beraisa, Rabbi Eliezer would agree to the entire Beraisa over here. In this case, Hamakta Kezayis B'chutz would be Chayiv, and by that same token, Chatzi Pras B'Snim Pater, meaning that Tzibur is Yaitzer Der Chayiv. Because if we're talking about the Ketayis of every single day, there is no shear for that. So a Kezayis is valid inside to the Yaitz and outside to be Chayiv. Keep Ligi. When do we have the machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer, as we have in our Mishnah, where Rabbi Eliezer says that there is no Chiyah before a Kezayis? The Haktara Dipnim. By the Haktara of the Ketayis for Yom Kippur, which goes Lefnai Lefnim, here the Torah said a Shear. Now, what is the machlokes? The Maas of one man, the Yama, says Moli Chasnav is Dafk. The Pasuk says in regard to the Ketayis of the Lefnai Lefnim on Yom Kippur, you have to have a handful, Moli Chasnav. Now, Rabbi Eliezer says this is at one time you must have a whole handful. Therefore, if he took this Ketayis outside and just took a Kezayis of it, there is no Chiyuv because it's less than the handful. Unless he would take a Moli Chasnav of Ketayis Pnim outside, there would not be a Chiyuv. Imasava, however, the opinion of the Chachamim is Moli Chasnav Lav Dafka. The Ketayis is a handful, but it doesn't mean that if you did not take the whole handful at one time, it's not valid. Memela. If Taka the Torah is not particular about it, it doesn't have to be a Moli Chasnav at one time. So if somebody takes a Kezayis, even of the Ketayis of Yom Kippur outside, the Chachamim say there is a Chiyuv. If it's valid inside, there is a Chiyuv outside. And that is how Rabbah understands the Brais and the Mishnah over here. The Brais is talking about regular Ketayis, so even Rabbi Eliezer is neither that a Kezayis constitutes a valid Ketayis, and the Mishnah is referring to the Ketayis of Yom Kippur. Rabbi Eliezer says Moli Chasnav is Dafka, anything less than is not valid. Memela, a Kezayis outside is meaningless. The Chachamim say Moli Chasnav is Lav Dafka. Amalei Abaye, so Abaye said to Rabbah, how could the Chachamim possibly say that the Moli Chasnav of the Ketayis of Yom Kippur is Lav Dafka? V'hakik siva chukah, where does the Torah write chukah? B'yaktara dit nimhu dechsev. Now we have a cloud, wherever you have the word chukah, it means that the Torah is emphasizing we are makbet over here in every detail. And the pasuk says in regard to the Ketayis of Yom Kippur, v'yoyis lechem lechukas oylam lechater. Things that happen only once a year, like the Ketayis of Yom Kippur, the Torah is makbid, you have to have every detail in the prescribed manner. So everyone agrees the Moli Chasnav must be dafka. So you can't see how Mishnah is referring to the Ketayis of Yom Kippur, because in regard to the Ketayis of Yom Kippur, if it's less than the Moli Chasnav, if it's only a Kezayis, the Chachanim couldn't possibly say there was a Chiyuv outside. So El Amar Abaye, Abaye says this is Pshat. Now let's first listen to Abaye Baal Peh. Abaye will say as Rabbi did, that in the Braise Rabbi Eliezer is Maida in both instances, that a Makter Kezayis of the Ketayis B'chutz would be Chayiv, and by that same token, less than the Shear inside with a Kezayis, the Tzibur would be Yitzhak Chayiv. And why? As Rabbi already told us, because here in the Braise we are referring to the Ketayis of every day, and Midiraisa there is no required Shear for that. And also, as Rabbi said, Abaye will interpret the machloikis in our Mishnah, where Rabbi Eliezer says you must have the whole thing, in regard to the Ketayis of Yom Kippur. But not the way Rabbi learned, that it is the opinion of the Chachamim in regard to the Ketayis of Yom Kippur, that the Shear is Lav Dafka. Vade, there has to be a Shear for the Ketayis of Yom Kippur. Because the Ketayis is Moli Chasna, and the Ketayis is Chukah, and the Chukah means everything B'dafka. And if somebody would take less than the Moli Chasnav and be makir that inside in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he was vaday not yoitza, even according to the Chachan. However, if somebody would take a Kezayis of this Ketayis of the Lefnai Lefnim and take it outside and be makir it, the Chachanim say in this case there would be a Chiyuv of Halas Chos. Now this is the first time that we're saying anything like this, that there is no Chiyuv for doing the identical act inside, but there would be a Chiyuv outside. But the Chachamim say we do that over here, and Abaye will explain why. Elam Abaye, this is Pshat. B'aktara dibifnim, taking the Ketayis of Yom Kippur and being makter it inside, unlike Rabba, Abaye says, kul yamu loy pligi, you must have a shear. Even the Chachamim say less than the Moli Chasnav is meaningless. Ki pligi, when is there a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim? When do the Chachamim disagree and they say you can have a valid Akhtara with less than the full Malichasnav in regard to the Akhtaras of Yom Kippur? The Akhtara de Chutz. If somebody would take the Akhtaras of Yom Kippur and be makter it outside. Outside meaning outside of the Azara. What is the machlokes? Ma'as over one man the Yama says, and that would be Rabbi Eliezer. Yalfinan Pnim Mechutz. Now, what's confusing over here is that we have two sets of Pnim and Chutz. Pnim and Chutz means Ketayrus of Kodesh HaKadoshim and of Heichel, and Pnim and Chutz means in the Azara and outside of the Azara. That's what Pnim Chutz means in the next couple of words. Ma'as over one man the Yama's of the opinion, Yalfinan Pnim Mechutz. This is the sheet of the Chachan. We take the Ketayrus of the Lefnai, Lefnim of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and we will learn from the Ketayrus of outside, the Ketayrus that goes into the Heichel. As far as the regular Ketayrus, the Ketayrus of every day is concerned, if somebody is Makter Kazayas of this outside, he's Vadechayat, because there's no Shia for that. Memela, if in regard to regular Ketayrus outside, there is a Chiyav with just a Kazayas, in regard to the Yom Kippur Ketayrus outside, there is also a Chiyav just with a Kazayas. Even though this very same Yom Kippur Ketayrus inside with less than Moli Chasnov, although there is a Kazayas, that is not a Haktara. But as far as the outside is concerned, we'll look at the other Ketayrus. If it's good in regard to the other Ketayrus, good meaning there's a Chiyav, then there's a Chiyav in regard to the Yom Kippur Ketayrus as well. Rabbi Eliezer says, yes, regular Ketayrus, if you're Makhtarit in the Heichel, that's where you're supposed to be Makhtarit, you don't need a Shia, so outside there's a Chiyav, even with a Kazayas. But as far as the Ketayrus of Yom Kippur is concerned, I don't learn Pnim from Chutz. Pnim is one thing, Chutz is another thing. If in regard to the Ketayrus of Yom Kippur inside, less than a Malichasnav, it's not good, then outside there's no Chiyav. And what happens with the other Ketayrus does not interest the Eliezer. So once again, Abai is saying in regard to regular Ketayrus, Hakol Moedim, less than a Kazayas, is both valid inside and there is a Chiyav outside. In regard to the Ketayrus of Yom Kippur inside, you must have a Shear. Outside, the Chachanim say, well, just like regular Ketayrus outside, there is a Chiyav with a Kazayas. In regard to the Ketayrus of Yom Kippur also, there is a Chiyav with a Kazayas outside. Amarav, Abaya, how can you say such a thing? How can the Chachanim say that just because there is a Chiyav for regular Ketayrus, there is a Chiyav for the Ketayrus of the Lefnai Lefnim? If the Rabbanan won't do this in regard to two concepts that are outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they won't make that comparison. So Pnim Mechutz Mibayit? You're telling me they're comparing Lifnai Lifnim, the Ketayrus of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to regular Ketayrus? What does Rabbi mean? Let's take two things that are both on the Mizbeach HaChitza. Nisach HaYayin and the Akrava of regular Hektar Chalav. Regular Hektar Chalavim, if you have a Kazayas, it's a valid Akhtar. Memela outside of the Kazayas, it's also a Chiyav. Nisuch HaYayin has to be Shloishes Lugin. So less than Shloishes Lugin, if somebody pours that outside, the Chachamim will say there's no Chiyav, because less than Shloishes Lugin inside, there's no Chiyav. Now why don't you compare? Why don't you say, well, if in regard to the Mizbeach HaChitzah, there are other things, where with a Kazayas there's a Chiyav outside, so with Nisuch HaYayin too, as long as you have a Kazayas, there should be a Chiyav outside. The Chacham, however, don't say that. They will not compare Nisuch HaYayin and the Akrav of Imarim, which are on the very same as Bayach. Rather, the Chachamim say, if you have 2.9 Lugin, even though there are many Kizaisim over there, there is no Chiyav outside. Even though in regard to all the other Haktarais of the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, there is a Haktar with a Kazayas, they refuse to touch Nisuch HaYayin, which has a different Shear. So you see, they refuse to compare Nisuch HaYayin to regular Imarim, even though it's on the same as Bayach, they're both Chutz. So how can you tell me that they're saying, well, in regard to the Ketayrus of Yom Kippur, which is Lefnai Lefnim, if for the Ketayrus of Chutz, which doesn't even go to the same place, if for that Ketayrus there's a Chiyav with Kazayas, there's a Chiyav of Kazayas for the Lefnai Lefnim as well? It doesn't make sense. If they won't learn two things on the very same as Bech, one from another, then they're not going to compare things that are mamish different. One is Kodesh HaKadoshim and one is Heichel. Now let's see the Gemara inside. Right? The Gemara Mahi, where do you see that the Chachamim won't compare Chutz to Chutz? The Tanya for Lent Nebraith. Yachal, I would think Amala Pachus Mekazayas. If somebody puts up less than a Kazayas of kindness, or Y Pachus Mekazayas of Yemoran, or the Hamanasach Pachus Me Shloishes Lugin Yayin, or Pachus less Me Gimel Lugin Mayim, Mayim prepared for Sukkot, Yachayev, I would think that there is a Chiyav. Now this is Vade the Chachamim. because according to Rabbi Eliezer, it makes no difference if it's less than a kazayas or more than a kazayas. You have to have the whole thing. So the Chachamim are talking here, and they say anything less than a kazayas or less than shloishes lugin yayin, I would think there's a chiyuv. Talmud leimu lasa yisai. Say no, there's no chiyuv because inside this shiur would be meaningless. And the nail is considered chaser, and we learn from lasa yisai that our shalim chayyiv ain't a chayyiv al chaser. Now says the Gemara, let's see. We have pachas mishloishes lugin. If you take 2.9 lugin of yayin or mayim and pour it on his beach outside, the isbu kamezaisim. There are many kazaisim over here. But v'loy yaufi rabbanan chutz mechutz. The Chachamim say one thing has nothing to do with the other. Emarim, that's a shear with kazayis. This is a shear of shloishes lugin, for this is no chiyuv with many kazayis. So you're telling me that they're comparing the ketayis of lefnaya lefnim? And they're saying if for ketayis outside there's a chiyuv, for the ketayis of lefnaya lefnim there's also a chiyuv with kazayis? We won't accept that. Elamadava, I will tell you pshat. We'll see it quickly now, and Yez Hashem will review it tomorrow. Lioila, the Mishnah and the Veraisa are both talking about the ketayis of the hechol, the everyday ketayis. And how come I didn't that a kazayas of this everyday ketayis is considered a haktar? Because the Torah doesn't give a shear. And that's why in the Veraisa we learn both that a makter kazayas of this bechutz there is a chiyiv, and for less than a shear inside one is yotzei v'chayiv. Rabbi Eliezer does not argue. The machlokes of the Mishnah is in regard to something else altogether. Elamadav, the machlokes of the Mishnah is regarding the kavinu, and we skip the word shnechatzai pras, we go to the top of the yamit, the mana. We're talking about a case where somebody took a certain amount of ketayris or mincha and put it into one keli, into a clay shards. Now, myself, one man the yam is of the opinion, and that would be the Eliezer, that kviyas mana milsi, putting it into a keli is an act that counts. If I put a certain amount of mincha in a keli and then I lose some of it, the whole mincha is useless. Mamela, under normal circumstances, if I took a kazayas of ketayris and was makiv it outside, there would be a chiyuv. But once I had more than a kazayas and a keli, and I only took out a single kazayas and was maktered outside, here there would not be a chiyuv, because inside this wouldn't be a chiyuv. Once you put it into a keli, you have to have the whole thing. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says there's no chiyuv with a kazayas. We might have that. Well, you'll see, the fact that he put it into a keli doesn't change anything. You don't have to have the whole thing just because he put it into a keli. You can still take out a kazayas and be yotzei of the mitzvah. The male in regard to chutz, if he takes the kazayas out of the keli and is makter only that kazayas outside, the chachamim say, there is a chiyuv. So quickly reiterating, Rabbi says the Mishnah is referring to the ketayis of Yom Kippur. The chachamim say even with a single kazayas there is a chiyuv of chutz because inside as well, you don't have to have the whole mali chasnav. Baya disagrees because hakol moedim mali chasnav is davka, the Torah says chukah, and the chachamim vadeh would not dispute this inside anything less then the Mali Chasnav is meaningless. But despite that, says Abaya, the Chachamim say, outside, a Kazayas of the Ketayas of Yom Kippur would present a Chiyuv, because a Kazayas of regular Ketayas would present a Chiyuv. Rava disagrees. Rava says the Chachamim don't compare one thing to another, even on the same as Bayach, so they're not going to compare the Ketayas of Yom Kippur to regular Ketayas. Rather, the Mishnah is referring to regular Ketayas, and the reason of Eliezer says you have to have the whole thing is because you put it all over here into a keli, into one keli, and Eliezer's opinion is once everything is in a single keli, a kazayas that is removed from this is meaningless, and that is the b'chlokes between the Chachamim and the Eliezer.